Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No, I can't hear you. You're always cut off. I don't know if I can hear you.
Yvonne, can you hear me? Oh, there I am. Hey. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You know what? That's actually getting part of our show.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It's called bumper.
That's already taken.
The bumper. You're in the mic at the end of the table. That always is bad behavior.
I know. It must be the energy I bring in here. I just shut everything down.
You and Yvonne both. Electrical nightmares. Good evening, North State. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and you're listening to North State Now, and this is the Shasta County Chamber. Oh, this isn't actually North State Live. That's my Monday one. My other Monday one. Sorry.
Shasta Live. Shasta Live.
Yeah. Yes. Enjoy Hour. Whatever it is.
15,000.
Who am I? Where am I?
Power.
Yeah, right?
Say
yeah.
Your name.
Yep. Yep. But we're not done yet. You can listen to us live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us streaming live worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Oof.
So if you're listening in some foreign land, give us a call. Tell us where you're from.
Yeah. Call right now.
Country code 1. I'm James Mazzotta, and I am with the Shasta County Chamber.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta.
And you are?
With the Shasta County Chamber.
Thank you.
And Jason Stovall, Reading Buzz, and Shasta County Chamber.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Yeah, here we go. Everybody curtsy.
Yeah. Right? Curtsy. We're on.
So what's going on this fine day where it is, what is it? It's the 30th, the last day of the month, yes?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is already July, mm-hmm. July 1st.
July
Everybody
1st.
Get your red, white, and blue out of the closet.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 4th.
Yeah.
Get ready for the big fireworks
saying,
celebration.
What happened
you haven't been
June?
Induced yet. But
yeah. Yeah.
You guys
will be introduced.
Have you guys been to one of the 4th of July events here?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, how many years have you been here then?
5 years.
Oh, God, you're practically native now. I was thinking, I don't know why in my head, I thought maybe 2 years maybe, but so you guys are down with the celebration, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So yes, and what is the weather supposed to be like on that day? It's not 4th of July unless it's 150.
It's yeah, at least 110, 115, right?
Yeah, it seems like every year that's what we get. Yeah. I'm always like, can we just have a really nice?
Can we just have one decent 4th of July?
It says 89.
Ooh. 89 on
yeah.
Ooh, that would be really nice, wouldn't it?
Hey, now talking about the 4th of July, now mm-hmm. Anderson has their
what is it? Fire explodes, or what do they call it?
Explosion.
They call it explosion.
Explosion.
So you can explode. You can do this multiple nights because they always have theirs the one night before, right? On the 3rd?
Yeah.
Anderson explodes
on the 3rd, July 3rd. So if you want to do double slammies, then go ahead and hit the Anderson fireworks.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Golden bang. We've been stuck on that recently.
That'll
go with bang, bang, bang. Well, you guys are there. Anyways, it's like,
it's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke. You gotta go. Anyways, 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
So.
Back to back fireworks.
Back to back. Yeah.
You know what I would think would be really cool, and I know, I don't know, maybe they can't do it for environmental purposes, and I want to believe there used to be, and I don't even know if they still do it. Do they still have the big boat parade at Shasta Lake? They used to have a 4th of July. I thought a 4th of July parade where the boats.
Well, they had one recently, but I'm not going to repeat the name of it over here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't for 4th of July?
There is a whiskey town.
No, there was,
Leave that one for the first break and then tell me. But I think it would be really great if they did fireworks at the lake where you could be
That'd be awesome.
On your, like your raft or your, you know, the boats could stay out so far if they wanted to anchor or tie off, and then a large area around the shore somewhere where you could just float on your rafts and, you know, and
Look,
on a raft, you're laying kind of on your back, right? So you'd be looking up to the sky if they were like exploding above you.
Yeah,
but maybe
cool.
They're too afraid of fire. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Well, then put it out on a barge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
barge fireworks.
On the water.
Yeah. Because when I lived in Santa Barbara, we had the best 4th of July ever. Everybody would go to the beach and they'd dig these huge pits, like really big pits, right?
Uh-huh.
And deep, and then you'd have a bonfire in your pit, and then the back wall of the pit, they would do at an angle so that you could carve out a seat. So you could sit and lay and look up into the sky, and then there was a huge barge out in the water, and then they'd do fireworks out there. And what was so cool about it, my favorite part, was that all day long, even during the day, people would be there all day long. They would fire off things, you know, every 20 or 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and they would go up into the sky, and they'd go, make a big loud noise, but then out would come a little parachute, and it would come falling down, and there would be stuff inside of it. You know, it was kind of like a 4th of July parachute pinata, right? Where you just grab it and there was stuff inside of it, like, you know, snacks and money and all kinds of, it was a blast.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it never made it to shore. It'd land in the water, but everybody would jump in the water and swim out to it.
Me and my brothers used to take that little parachute army guy and roll it up, right?
Yep.
And put fireworks in it, right, on the soldier, right? And throw it up in there.
Watch it explode. Yeah, well, you're a typical guy.
Yeah, lots of stories.
I used to do that with my model airplanes.
Or go to the fire after the fireworks and get all the duds and then scrape out the gunpowder, the dipper powder, and make bombs out of it. Yes. I mean, you know, I say bombs, I'm talking about, you know, little ant killers.
Which you thought they were bombs.
No, they were. I thought they were bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 second rule, right, Mikey?
Yeah. What is it with kids? And I don't want to say, I guess everybody could be that way, but boys, right? Like, I used to put super glue inside of my models, fill them, right? Like big models, 747 jumbo jets, fly them around the backyard, and then, oh, there's an engine fire, and it crashed, and the whole thing would catch on fire, and the glue would burn.
We used to pour, like, gas down the anthills and light it on fire, right? And it's like, that was sparklers
and all
that. Is
that your best friend? Did you want to invite him in?
Yeah, we're sitting in front of a window here at the station.
And we get all types.
We get all types of people knocking on the window, waving and stuff.
I got your back, bud.
Thank you. He's our eyes in the back of the head. Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate that.
So what else is going on that you know? Obviously, 4th of July is huge, right?
That's a huge event. Right?
Yeah.
Also, there's a new restaurant opening. I mentioned it last time, and that is it's called 365 Pho Reading, right? And this
what language is that?
Yeah. But I mean, this guy is taking like
pho every day.
Pho Valley. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he's taking pho a whole different level. I mean, he showed me. I went in the other day to do like a catch up. Mm-hmm. You know, update on it. And he actually has these huge pans. They're like 200-gallon containers. They're huge. 200 mm-hmm. gallons, that's a big pot, right?
And how soup
does,
stock?
Yeah, well, he does. It takes 2 days to make the stock for the pho. And then he's going to – it's going to be really neat once he opens it, which he'll be opening it here within the next week or two.
Is it a food truck or is it
– No, it's right next to Five Guys a few doors down.
Oh, okay.
It used to be in a building called Moto T or something like that right there. Anyways, there's a muralist, a local muralist that painted the Sundial Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you guys see that if you ever go in. It's amazing the artwork this guy has done.
I'm going to have to go in and ask for it without noodles, if that's even possible.
Like sure,
just
yeah.
The raw overload on whatever the other stuff is that I can eat because the noodles is what I want.
That's I know. Well, you know what I crave?
The noodles will kill me.
I have been craving rice late at night. I don't know what that's about, but I mean, I just love rice, a little bit of seasoning, and a bunch of butter. I know that's not a good thing.
No, that sounds delicious.
I've been craving. That sounds pretty good, man.
I've been craving a lot of rice.
We always do the show, and we're always really hungry.
Yeah, we start talking about food, and that gets people hungry, right?
Dinner time.
That's dinner time, right? Yeah, exactly.
Bring food to the show.
Right. You know what? Normally, and I apologize, but I didn't go in there today, but I usually try to bring a box of chocolate to the show. And then that way, that's how
we'll have to bring it to the next roundup.
I didn't eat because of that. I thought you were going to bring chocolate.
Yeah, and then he has a full 5-course meal. And it's like chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, caramel.
Chocolate filling, all this stuff, right?
We should have brought the Brazilian chocolate.
Oh,
I forgot.
Is it good?
Chocolate or the little, what are those little balls that you guys make?
Oh, that's brigadeiro.
Yes.
Really?
So there's a woman in town that makes incredible.
Yes.
And I'm trying to hunt her down because I want to have a section in our new confectionery store because we're opening a chocolate store. I'd love to have her.
I can give her contact. I think I have it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because we sold them once in our store. And we had them for a while, and then, of course, I don't have that computer anymore that had all the listings that were in there. We had when we moved and closed our store, that went somewhere else.
I follow her.
If you can't find it, I think my daughter would love to do that.
Yeah?
You know, and sell it to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
She's been looking for ways to make extra cash.
Well, it would have to be legit, so she'd have to come. We have a commercial kitchen, so she'd have to come there and make it, and then that way she could sell it anywhere, because then she would be in a licensed kitchen.
Oh, right.
But we would love that.
Well, it's break time. Let's take a break real fast.
Is it break time?
Yeah, already.
You're pushing it.
No, I'm staying
on
time.
We're 33 seconds early. Mikey, you going to take us out? Thank you, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Oh, kick it up, James.
Oh, I thought that was Mikey. I was like, easy, my friend. He's coming through the glass.
He's coming through the glass.
I know. I was looking over like, it's a double window in here.
It's a
like,
double
the
window.
Outside window reflects on the inner window, and you could barely see him. Yeah, look at, like, he's doing that.
There he is, dancing. Dancing with the star.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to KCNR once again, and this is the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce Hour Radio.
Shasta Live.
Yep. And thanks. It's about time you pick up what I'm laying down.
Hey, and Nigel's gone for this.
Oh, that's right. True. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Nigel. Wherever you are,
Nigel, if you're listening.
Yeah, through KCNR1460.com. Or if you're with all those kids that you're trying to train.
Yeah. All those kids.
Bless you. Bless you. Yeah. Nigel's actually down. He does, what is it, the California Adventure Camps.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's down doing photography classes somewhere in the Bay Area. So it's kind of a summer program. Well, I mean, it's all year long, but especially it's hot and heavy. There's a lot going on in some of the summer camps.
That's cool.
So, yeah, they do all kinds of things. I mean, it's amazing.
I don't know how he does it. I mean,
they bring in 25 Olympic athletes, gold medalists and stuff to work with the kids. You know,
they had it up here, too. It was really amazing.
They have them all over. They move all the time. So that's why they're on different schedules. And he's gone all the time for that. So congrats on that. So I'm going to let you introduce us to the guests since you have befriended them.
Evening. Yes. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
And they're members, by the way.
Thank you.
They're members of the chamber, Camila Souza and Eduardo Souza from Shasta Biz.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. We'd love to learn a little about where you came.
We'll start with the lady.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Give us their history.
Yeah. All right. Born in Brazil.
Mm. Oh. What part?
Rio.
Oh, okay.
Rio.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Her name was Rio.
Moved my parents to Florida when I was 15.
Wow.
So I lived most of my life in Florida. I went to high school there, college there. So Florida is more home than anything else.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Reading 5 years ago.
From
Florida.
Florida.
From Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
Ooh, yeah.
What a shock. I'm in shock.
Within the opposite path of everybody else.
Well, you guys did go extreme from one end to the other of the United States.
So we'll come
right
back to you. We'll play like a little ping pong here. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about yourself? What is your origin in history like that?
I'm also originally from Brazil, also from Rio.
Okay.
But we did not meet in Brazil. We met in Florida.
Okay.
I moved to Florida when I was 20 years old, so it's 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
And I lived within Florida for 28 years and then moved here about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
To Shasta County. Yeah, I love it. We had family here already, so.
Oh, you did have family that was already here.
My brother-in-law was here.
Oh, okay. Wow. And what brought him here originally? Do you know?
I don't know.
And did he come from Florida as
Yes, he came from Florida. He loves the mountains. Okay. He's not a Florida guy.
Yeah.
He likes the mountains
and
cold
like
weather.
Flat and
no.
Flat and gators?
No.
And like, hurricanes?
Well,
hurricanes is fun, actually.
I think I'd rather have hurricanes than fires.
And earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Did you guys feel the earthquake?
Yes.
She felt it.
Yeah. Oh. That was a teeny tiny one.
Freaked him out.
She woke up screaming, and I'm like, what is this? Like somebody's walking in the house. I'm like,
it's not. I know, yeah. It was weird. Yeah. They're always weird, though.
We, Jason, too, I think all of us are born and raised in California, so we're kind of used to them. So,
we are used to hurricanes. Hurricanes,
Hurricanes, right? Yeah. That's nothing to you guys.
Ooh, see the water. The water scares me. That would scare me. And my roof being ripped off and, you know.
See, that's movies.
Yes.
That's movie material, right? That's all movies, right?
Yeah. As long as you protect your house and don't open the door and do anything stupid, you're basically fine.
Yeah, like surfing.
Honey, you're in America. They're all kinds of stupid.
do you guys really have people doing stupid stuff during seasons like that? Like,
oh, yeah.
They go surfing in those
When there are deaths is because
they did something stupid.
Most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Like at least in Florida, not what happened to New Orleans, but if you want to go through a hurricane, definitely go through it in Florida.
Is that most prepared?
Probably because they probably have built a little bit for it.
Oh yes.
You know, the houses are kind of designed to say,
they have hurricane code,
building
codes, and so they're the most prepared.
We're supposed to have fire and earthquake code.
Well, we do.
That doesn't always work either.
The fire app. If you download the fire app, do you guys download that?
Watch Duty.
Yeah, Watch Duty. That's a good app.
Yes, I agree.
I didn't know there was a fire there. Well, yesterday was, and I didn't have my app on, right? And so I said, oh, no, there's a fire.
So so you guys met in Florida?
Yes.
Scuba diving.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Oh, you winked. Was she in a bikini?
Yeah. There was a wink across the table.
That wasn't like, no, that's very Brazilian. But yeah, the mint. Yeah. Wink, wink, wink. All that stuff. So you guys, I mean, obviously you weren't in Brazil. I mean, you were there for a long time, 15, and you said you were 20 or roughly around like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that Brazilian people are very attractive people. I mean, that's like a very extremely cultural thing that's very, very, strong within the culture, right? I mean,
correct.
So did even at the ages that you were when you came to the States, could you recognize that then? I mean, going to the beach especially the Rio. I mean, I would imagine it's like people there are very, very much about their appearance.
Yes. Yes, they are. They're much into what they wear.
Yeah. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I like people that put themselves together.
Yeah,
right?
We come from the hair care industry, so we
know. So they're very self-aware of their appearance, and they have some weird things like you can't go to the bank with flip-flops.
Yes.
You can't
really?
Go.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
You can't go to the bank in flip-flops.
Yeah. So it's like the olden days. You needed to dress up to go to the bank.
You go to government. You need to dress up to go to government buildings.
Yes. Respect.
No pants. They have to have
a long sleeve.
Yeah,
I mean,
pants. Yes. Scandal shorts and stuff like that. Flip flops. You won't get
James, you would never make it.
Oh, God, I'd be dead. I'd starve to death.
It's
more than just not wearing the clothes to go into the bank to get money. Even on the beach, I wouldn't survive.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not necessarily a rule, but it's like a cultural thing.
You just
don't do it because people will look you up and down.
Yeah, they just stop to go to the gas station. You know, they make sure their hair's good. You know, they just put a hat on and go. It's very make sure.
I like that.
Proper.
It's fun. So. I love the cultural differences. It's what sets us apart, right? Yeah. Like I love in a lot of Latin countries the whole concept of an afternoon off, a siesta.
The
siesta. You know,
so do they do that down there? The siestas, do they do a lot of that down there? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, different, but
different
culture. Yeah. So what kind of food, what the primary food, like up here we know it's, you know, burgers and fries.
It depends on where you're from. Like from Rio is rice and beans.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been in.
And picanha, which is the capital top sirloin.
Sirloin,
So yeah.
What is it called again? What is it called?
Picanha.
Picanha, yes.
We used to have an actually Brazilian steakhouse in town.
I heard.
Was amazing. Yeah. And I don't know why it didn't survive because we like meat here in Shasta County. But
yeah.
I visited my son recently or a while back, and he lives outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. And we went to a Brazilian restaurant. And very interestingly enough, the place was... I was embarrassed because I just didn't really realize, and they were very nice and served us. There was nothing wrong, but it was like going to the Taj Mahal. I mean, it was so over the top as far, it was huge, right? And it was like glamorous, and there were people in there that are obviously Brazilian, right? From all over, because I mean, it's an international city, but they were dressed to the nines. And I was like, I feel so, God, right?
Do you remember the name of the restaurant?
I don't remember what it was, but it was fantastic, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing you did, you sit down, right? And there was probably 12 of us, and it was my son and all of his young friends from where he works. And so we were there. And they had been there many times, and their dad, now, Dad, you're going to love it, you're going to love it, right? So the first thing they do is introduce themselves and blah, blah, blah. And you have your plates and things, and you get up and you go to this, like, kind of big room where it's a big circle of food. Yeah, it's like a buffet style, and it's all just side dishes, right? Yeah. And I mean, they're smart because they get you in there and they fill you up, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is great. I love it. I didn't expect it to be a buffet, so to speak. But then when they sat down and I'm eating, they're like, they give you a coin. And the coin has red on one side and green on the other. And as long as your green is up facing up, they start coming around with every kind of cut of meat on earth on a huge skewer, and they cut it off right onto your plate. And then the next guy comes, and the next guy. And they're literally all these different ways of cooking them and different parts of the cow. And they actually give you a diagram of where all the meat's coming from off the cow, right? And, I mean, it doesn't stop unless you turn your coin over. And you could turn your coin over red and kind of take a break, right? And then go back to green, so it's whatever. But
when it's red, no more.
Like, give me a break. I need to breathe, right? I need to stand up and move and put it into my next stomach or whatever. But there were, you know, all of it. There was not a thing that I did not think was delicious. But there were a few that were just, like, over the top, like I could have eaten and stuff. And then they would bring you things like they bring you this fried cheese with honey and just all kinds of stuff. I was just like, where the heck am I? And why
is
don't
there
we
a chimichurri too that's part of that, or is that a different culture?
No chimichurri.
And so anyway, I'd have to look it up, but it was just dynamite.
In Florida, they have the fancy ones, and they have regular restaurants, which I think this type would work in Reading, which is buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
You come and pick up all the side dishes, and then there's a section where the guy actually cuts the meat from you from the sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you weigh it. It's by the weight.
Oh, okay.
So instead of they going around to serve you the meat, that you just go pick up what you want, and then that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just wait it.
So it's faster and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Because
there was everything. There wasn't just
it's like Sunday
beef.
Brunch.
There was chicken. There was all kinds of things. I mean, I felt like I ate through Africa.
They had
like,
chicken hearts?
Yep, all kinds. Yeah.
Chicken hearts? Yeah. I love chicken
there was
hearts.
They brought everything. I just kept thinking.
Yeah.
And the place was immaculate. And they clear your plate. I mean, they were on you. Like, it was almost like one-on-one. There were so many servers. I had never seen so many people moving so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, just like everywhere, people moving, serving, cleaning, serving. I was just like, man.
This is
quite
Brazil's
system.
Brazil's really, really good for services.
Yeah.
For service and they restaurant. Were. It's amazing.
They
it's,
were.
They have one in Sacramento.
Yeah.
In Roseville.
Okay.
You could
I'll find
it
one so if you're ever
they
in
have
Texas.
One in Roseville as well. Uh-huh.
Yes, it's next to the car place.
CarMax. Yeah, across the street from it.
Across the street from CarMax.
Oh, okay.
They're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take our next break. We're doing real good.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Good talks, right?
Yeah.
So then we'll start getting in. Now, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about you guys, your business, and
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So sit back, relax, go grab a snack or drink.
Snackaroonie.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, probably.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours.
service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
He's playing this for me.
No, he knows I my jam. I love these songs. What I need for you, Mikey, is to give me a playlist at the end of each show so that I can put them in my phone. Do it. Do it. Welcome back, everybody, listening to the Shasta County
Shasta Live.
Shasta Live radio Shasta show. Live. Yeah. The Shasta eats Shasta, whatever. names. Don't even confuse me with anything.
Don't confuse me.
I just talk.
You just on a roll, aren't you, James?
So when we left, we were talking food, which is usually what we do at the end of the show. But, you know, when it comes to Brazilian barbecue, that just can take over your life. And so we did figure out the name and place, so we could share it. I don't know if we will, but anyway. But do you remember what it was off the top of your head?
Gaucha something.
For 500 points.
Yes.
Casa Gaúcha.
Casa Gaúcha.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're ever in Texas, just kind of in the Grapevine area, try it out. You'll love it. You'll love it, love it, love it. So tell us a little bit more now that we kind of know where you're from, a little bit of history. You said, how many kids do you guys have?
We have three kids.
Three. And their range of age?
19-year-old boy, mm-hmm. Two girls, 16 and 12.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Right? We have three boys, so
no, good for you guys. And they all attend, or they two of them attend Reading Christian.
The 16-year-old attend Reading Christian, and the youngest goes to Bethel Christian.
Okay. And the oldest one
is working right now.
Yeah, just working. Good boy, good boy. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, let's get you down to the nuts and bolts here.
Interesting business for sure that you guys are curating and creating for yourself and for Shasta County. So
absolutely.
Yep. Take it away.
So we're software engineers, mm-hmm. and we created Shasta Biz.
Oh, which so is brains and looks. Right?
And Shasta Biz is a one-stop shop app for local businesses and local events.
Okay.
So right now we have about 10,000 local businesses in the app and wow. over 500 events there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those events are curated daily. Mm-hmm. We have a software that we built that goes in and pull all the events from different places and put in one location. So it's easier for us to actually find yeah. it and remember.
Yeah, for sure. So this is obviously, this is a site. So if somebody goes to ShastaBiz.com, then they can have access to finding this information.
They can go to ShastaBiz.com, but we also have the apps for iOS and Android.
Yes.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. So you have an app.
Yeah, we do have apps.
Yeah, they can download it.
I didn't know that.
Did you build the app yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did.
They built, cool. Sounds like they built everything.
Yeah, we did.
So the two of them just gaze at each other. He looks over like when they were scuba diving and winks, right. As they're banging on,
wink.
As they both are banging on the keyboards doing code and geeking out.
This
is code.
This pretty much. Our office is just me and him. We sit next to each other. Uh-huh. And he actually trained me how to develop code.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, believe it or not, she was a general contractor.
I was.
She's still licensed in Florida. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that was my dad's business. Is in construction.
So cool.
I know.
Home construction or just anything, any kind of.
He specialized in impact windows and doors for hurricane.
Oh,
of all things, right? Back to the
goodness gracious! It's a vicious circle. That's cool, though. So he took you on jobs from an early age and trained you up, or are you just like something that...
I finished college and went to work with him, and he needed the license, so I actually studied for it and took the test and passed.
Very cool.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's funny.
It was a girl general contractor, which it was...
I have friends that are women that are...
A minority.
Yeah.
General contractors. Yeah.
I used to work with my dad. He was an electrician. I didn't get...
Yeah, trained in that
trained
way.
Trained in but, that,
but she used to go pull wire. And
put, it, yeah, I was.
So I never, I actually did the hands-on.
Yeah.
But I took my test in 2007, which I was still single and skinny, and I would have my sweatpants on to take the test because it was super cold in there. And I had these rough construction guys, and they would look at me like,
Jake, what is she doing here?
It was great. Nice, though. You could come in your sweats and do it. See, if you were in Brazil, you'd have to dress up to do the test.
Sure.
You have flip-flops on and everything, no? So that's cool. And then where did you go to school? Are you self-taught, or did you?
So, yeah. Oh, I did 2 years in Brazil, and then I dropped out of college, and then moved to the U.S., had a little hiatus, and then picked it up back. You know, I've been coding since I was 12 years old. So,
okay.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, I don't know really much about coding, but what language is it that you code in?
It's called Ruby on Rails.
Okay.
We also have Swift for iOS. For the Android, we have the Kotlin now, which is the latest.
Yeah. So in that world, as far as app development, are there softwares now that they've developed that if you take, like, let's say you decide to design in Swift for iOS, can you just take it and drop it into something that will do the translation for Android, or is there really that much difference, or is it from the ground up in both sandboxes, so to speak?
With the infrastructure that we have right now, it's one code base, and we have essentially a shell for both iOS and Android.
Uh-huh.
So the idea with this is the latest stuff that Rails came out with it, like some big companies like Shopify, Airbnb, they all use the SackSafe technology.
Okay.
I use that at Apple as well. So when I worked at Apple.
Oh, so you worked at Apple.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you, which platform do you like best?
Well, I like them both, but I'm personally like Apple.
You're just trying to stay neutral so nobody attacks you.
Yeah. Doing PC right now, right?
Because Jason has an Android phone, and I absolutely barely talk to him because of it.
I'm so sorry for Jason.
The feelings are mutual, James.
I guess you might be my one user of the Android app.
Well, I thought one time they called the Apple app Apple phone at the soccer mom phone, right?
Yeah,
that's what they called it one time.
Probably.
Well, then if Jace is an Android user, I have a question for him.
Uh-oh.
And that's going to determine if we can still be friends.
Oh, okay.
How do you like your meat?
Done, medium rare.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Right. Done. Oh, not done like done.
Yeah.
Well, no, beef. Done. I mean, not fish. I mean,
okay, medium rare. Okay, then there's still hope for you.
There's still hope. I'm so glad I made it.
No, there's things we talk about it all the time that I ask him, which, you know, for him, what he does, he's out in the field, right, shooting video. And a lot of times it's a start and stop. I am unaware of it, but maybe there is an app for it, but I just haven't found one, whatever. But built into his Pixel, when you use the camera, you can start filming something and then hit pause, right?
And then
hit it again, and it will continue recording that same video. I am not aware, though, on the Apple phone of doing that. When you hit record and then you hit stop, it stops. And then when you hit record, it produces another, it's another clip. It,
they're another not, independent
it's
clip.
Not like you can just take one and keep
as
going.
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah.
So I haven't so actually looked into it.
I think they actually have the pause now. So you can pause.
Oh.
And then you change and continue recording.
Oh,
that's new.
Looking download. Sexy to me now.
Yeah, well, maybe that's been there the, maybe that's been there the whole time and I didn't know you could actually pause it.
I've seen the pause.
You can pause.
Really? I never even recognized it.
No, you know what? When Spencer was with us at Red and Buzz, he had an iPhone and he couldn't get it to pause.
I couldn't.
I don't know how to get it to pause. I went, you need to get a real phone.
But, but realistically, when you shared that with me, I thought, gosh, in super, you know, here we are in super industry, certain industries, you really need certain tools, right?
And
I thought, well, that seems really dumb that they don't, they can't allow you to do that too, right? That seems pretty simple. Thank you.
Yeah, it came, I think it came out maybe a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay. So this
but you do have
okay.
to update your phone. People forget to update their phones. Yeah. So.
Or I update mine every time it comes out, but I don't ever look at what the update did.
It's important to read sometimes.
I'm just like, okay, it looks the same to me, whatever. No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. So then, so what would be the perfect scenario for you as a, for your company as a business? What, if I'm a business, what would I come to you
if
for?
If I want to be on your app.
Yeah.
If I want to be,
yeah, I mean, like, how does that, what does that look like? Because obviously you guys have done all the development in the back. Back-end structure, and it exists as far as databases.
Million-dollar question.
But how, what is it that, you know, what is it that you provide as a service? Where are you making your money, so to speak?
So we're not making money yet.
The app is completely free for both users, for the end user and for the businesses. It's okay. It's a free service.
We want people to start using the app so they can see the value. So right now for a business person, he can log in and update the information. We have whatever information we could put in the app. So you can put your logo, update the information, address, phone numbers, and all that. And it would be a, it's a complete, I believe, it's a complete listing directory of businesses in Shasta County. So once the, the end user start using it, it's much easier to find it. There's people there that don't even have websites. Yes. They're listed there.
Right.
So
as long as they have a phone number and address or whatever, then
they're there.
Or a social media page, or
if they're registered at the county level or at the state level somehow, at some point, then we will collect the data. We'll get the data from there, and then we have some.
That's how you do it. Okay.
So how do you do your marketing? How do they learn about you?
Well, right now we're just it's word of mouth.
Okay.
That's what we're doing right now. We're visiting the chamber and the meetings, network meetings in town, and getting the word out. We need the user, the end user, the community to use the app.
Right.
So you're, what you're doing is you've created it. It's now visual to, or able to be seen by anybody, including the business owner. Your hope is that the business owner will come out, find their business, adopt it kind of online, and then flesh it out more so that it has all the information about who they are in their business.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's better than searching online right now and finding a listing on Yelp or Yellow Pages. Our app has no ads, and we want to keep it that way. If we ever put ads, it will be local ads. Like Reading Bus wants to put an ad, and you know.
Or the
chamber,
or one of the, or the person, you know, one of your listings of a business.
Exactly. But some people, Shasta County, there's a lot of businesses don't have a presence on Google at all.
Yeah.
They might be on Instagram or Facebook, but they're not on Google. So that way they can be found.
Well, and even so, I mean, you need to be on Google because Google is the one that basically even leads you to the Instagram account, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not like Instagram, you know, when you do a search in Google, it just pops up. I mean, well, there you go. I mean, you have to have Google. I'm like,
Well, a lot of, more and more people are using chat search, too, along with Google, right? Yeah. So you optimize.
I know people that don't use Google at all anymore. They only use the AI.
To be honest with you, I hardly ever use Google anymore.
Yeah.
It's all chat.
Yeah.
I use it a lot.
I probably could do it. I just don't have chat as, like, I mean, it's just not. I mean, it's there, but I go to the website. I do have an account and stuff, but I guess I just have to set it up as like a quick key where I just click on it and then I ask the question versus Google. It's like I'm a trained monkey, right?
An example is the sweet, the Brazilian sweet lady.
Yeah.
She only has an Instagram page.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
If you search, if you don't know the name, or if you even if you do know the name and you Google it, you don't know if you're going to find her or not.
Right?
That's true.
I would be like Brazilian sweet candy lady in Reading.
Exactly. But just search that on our app, you would probably find it.
Yes.
So I said, we have over 10,000 business listings there right now. Uh-huh. So if we're, again, if you're a business owner, you ask the question, if you're a business owner, what can you do is go to Shasta Biz and find your business listing, see if it's there, search for it. Mm-hmm. If it's not, create the listing, create a free account, create a listing. But if you do find it, claim. We have a claim process.
Sure.
You go in, let's say the business is already there, and let's say it's Brandy Buzz, and you go in and click on it, claim the business. I'm going to send you an email with a code so you can put it on your app to verify that's actually you doing the own listing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have a vetting process. And with that, they can go and update all the information that's in the listing.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's cover this next right after the break here, right?
Yeah, we have to take another break. It's already time.
Cool.
Goodness gracious. All right, we'll be right back.
Young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, it's when she passes and goes.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Yeah, it's showtime, you guys, right here. We're live again.
That's all right.
At KCNR 96.5.
We were getting word directly from Texas to make sure that we got the right. Shama Gaucha.
Shama Gaucha.
Shama Gaucha.
Gaucha.
I find Brazilian to be a very fascinating language because it is very, it feels Latin in one sense and romantic, but yet there are some hard consonants that throw in there that even seem like a little bit on the Germanic side. So it's a very, it seems to me like a real mix of languages together, in my opinion, when I hear people talking about it, talking about it. Well,
Brazil was colonized by the Portuguese, but we had a lot of immigrants from Europe, like Germany, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So the southern part of Brazil, you'll see blondes with blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's interesting. Oh, yeah.
Like
I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
Like you?
Yeah. Yeah. The second sun hovers at the beach to give him a sunburn. Yeah, I've never been to Brazil, but I mean, I have been to Portugal.
Spain.
Yeah, so Portugal. That's where I heard most of the
I've been caught in
Portuguese.
Goodness,
and when I was listening to them talk, I was like, wow, this is really interesting because it's very Latin in some sense and romantic, and yet there are consonants that you don't hear in other romantic languages.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's the accent from the different countries.
Yeah.
Also, they brought a lot of slaves from Africa, and then we borrowed some,
words
from them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Totally makes sense. Yeah, it is. I just know what is it, and I can't even know what they mean anymore, but when I was on the trains there when I was in Portugal, it was obrigado.
Obrigado,
Look at you. And I can't remember what all of them. I had a bunch of them, and then I was like, I don't know what they are. But, yeah, so very cool. So what's the next, what really truly is the next plan for Shasta Biz? Like, what's the end goal?
What's your growth?
Yeah, what's the end goal? You're happy, full, and free, but when and what is the end goal for you guys as far as development, and what do you want to see? If you had your best scenario and everything stayed on track of the long-term plan, what would that be? What does that look like for you guys?
You want to answer that, or you want me to answer that?
You can answer that. I know. I'll chime in.
I think the ultimate goal is to be the one-stop shop in the county for people to use and be the number one app.
Mm-hmm.
Once the app has traffic and then people are using, we can start monetizing the app.
Sure.
Where you can put premium listings, premium events, and maybe offer tools for the businesses. Maybe they can buy a website through our app and build something from there. There's many other options that we have in our minds.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, one-stop shop.
Yeah, so essentially because we have all the data already, we have all the social media. So essentially, if you don't have a website, we can click one button, pay me $30, $100, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With that, they have a basic website now that's ready to go. That's designed based with using one of those AI intelligence.
So
you can just pretty much gather the data, put it on a basic website. So they have something.
Yeah.
The idea is to be not only for the business people, we want to be actually a tool. That we're going to want to actually do something, let's say they pay, $20 for the premium listing. We don't want to just be, a premium would make a little money. That's not, we want them to actually actually have an app, a product or a feature that they're actually going to use every day. They're going to solve the problem. For example, for restaurants, the menus could be digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having a photo, that's what they do. They have a photo and then the photo, it's kind of hard to see it. Not with price, not the order, but tools, making Shasta Biz tools for business owners. And
so out of the 10,000 people that you have listed roughly, what would you say the percentage is that doesn't have a functioning website?
I think we checked that, and it was more than half.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Is it really that high?
Wow. I would have thought maybe like 12, 15%.
Yeah.
You're saying 50%? That's pretty frightening.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Especially in this day and age.
It just shows opportunity.
Exactly. Well, that's a blue ocean, right? Opportunity is wide open.
Exactly. That's exactly the idea.
So on your app, if you have a place on there where they can say, I need a website, they can just click it and get the website.
Exactly.
Right? A basic one or whatever.
Yeah,
or
right away without having us do anything. So it would be just essentially collecting the data that we already have and outputting our website into about us, contact us, homepage, and things like that.
Okay.
And we can expand that in the future, of course, if they want to
add
more features.
Really smooth.
Are you able to share analytics with the client? Yeah. Or okay.
Yes, that's something that we need to build.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Because that would be really, really wonderful to have.
Yeah. Right now we're actually building a pages specific for each city within the county. So, click on, Reading and you see the demographics and also see the listings, by counts and events.
Mm-hmm.
And events too, right?
Yes.
So, okay.
And
specifically. It could be a very good tool for you to use.
Yeah.
I think
could be a roadmap every day. Right?
I think the end user is probably going to use more the events. I mean, they can go there and search for businesses.
Sure.
And they can favorite their business, and they can favorite the events, and they're going to be notified when those events are coming up. But I think, in my opinion, that's why we started building.
Okay.
It was my idea.
It was my
100%.
Because I would.
There's no my idea.
There's
team.
Yeah, what happened to the team here, right?
So I wanted to take kids to events, and I couldn't find the events. Or by the time I found them, it was yesterday.
Yes. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go. It's always Mama Bear. That's the one that's
Mama
doing,
Bear
doing all the work.
He was a beautiful frustration.
That's great.
That's so funny. That cracks me up.
So you guys have also.
But what is it they say? The mother of necessity, right?
Yeah.
That's a term. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah, you need to make one for sports for the kids.
It's pulling. Sport events.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is.
Oh, awesome. Great.
It's pulling like foothill football events, all
perfect.
Of that. It's pulling all of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
That's
good,
the word
good.
Pulling. I was
pulling.
My thing would be scrubbing. It's scrubbing.
Scraping.
Yeah. Scraping.
Yeah. Aggregating.
Aggregating. Yeah.
Aggregator.
What's the word du jour?
Du jour.
Pulling. Well, that's amazing. Okay.
So we're going to get on. Okay, we'll talk more about the app, but I have a question for you guys. What we always ask the question about the food, so.
Well, first, real quick, it's Shasta.
ShastaBiz.com. Yes.
If anybody wanted to contact you directly, I mean, how is the best way to do that?
If they
had questions about who you are, what you do.
They can go to the site and fill out a form there. But if they want to email us directly, it's Camilla@ShastaBiz.com or Eduardo@ShastaBiz.com.
Wow, that's tough. I know, right?
Well, it's on the ShastaBiz.com. So you can find all the contact information.
So when you guys say one-stop shop, we're literally talking about you're going to add other things to that, right?
Oh, yeah,
not just websites,
like
but other things too, like
we have a huge list of ideas
that you can.
Sounds like it's a never-ending expansion.
Yeah. But we got to put it out there first, right?
Make it, they will come.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be, right?
Build it, and they will come.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, let's go with food.
Food. Okay, so we always ask our guests. I mean, obviously, you guys come from a world that is
beautiful food.
Is beautiful food. What do you guys like, or what is your favorite hangs or visits here in Redding or Shasta County?
Where do you go? Or where do you catch yourself going the most?
Yeah, we do this a lot.
Yeah, we do a
lot of people that come from somewhere else always say, oh, we make our own food.
Because,
let's eat at
just
home.
In case you guys didn't know, we're foodies here at the table.
Because our food's better.
You guys do want to cook a meal, right? And invite us over. I'm not saying anything, right, James?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I like Odell's.
Odell's.
Odell's, okay.
Yeah. Tri-tip from Odell's.
Okay.
Mm. See, I was just there Friday and bought $100 worth of brisket.
I know.
And bring it home and then eat it for the whole week.
Yeah. I'd say Odell's too, or what is the pizza place here that we go all the time?
Cinders.
Cinders.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that is right next to Cinders is where our new chocolate company will be and our wine bar.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
So we're super excited that in about a
month. You go through the wall and...
Yeah, we should. We should open a doorway so it's like you can get chocolate and wine and relax. And
maybe
go
we
get
can
a pizza,
make a chocolate pizza.
Get a pizza.
Ooh. Yes. Yes.
If you make chocolate pizza, you're going to have my kids as your first customer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do they call it?
Chocolate pizza. Chocolate pizza and then put strawberries on top or bananas.
So it's kind of like
we'll have to have you guys in to help us figure
absolutely.
This out.
Absolutely. Like a dessert crate
will be there.
They do.
Is it a specific dough, though, that they use? Is it more of a dessert dough or is it just a pizza?
I don't know. But
it's a pizza dough.
The pizza places and also the Brazilian pizza places in Florida have sweet pizzas. The chocolate, they do other ones with bananas.
I've had them before. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Cinders used to have it, I think, for the previous owners. But
it's S'mores one.
It's S'mores one, mm-hmm. which was, I mean, to me,
chocolate
S'mores
marshmallow.
Is over the top.
Chocolate marshmallow.
Yeah. It makes me gag. But they had a peanut butter and jelly pizza.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. It was good.
So it was like peanut butter and jelly on toast.
Peanut butter jelly pizza?
Oh, so good.
So good.
So good. Yes, it was so good.
That's different. I tried it, though.
Yeah,
I like trying unique things. Right. I mean,
so you get peanut butter and jelly and banana pizza.
Do you go to ice cream next door afterwards? Taste and see?
When with the kids, it's a must.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you excited for Odell to open their new place?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're working on that right on the other corner.
We actually got their holiday meal, their Thanksgiving meal. It was incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
They do a Thanksgiving meal that you can pre-order, and I love Thanksgiving because, the food you grow up, that's, it's part of our culture. But I'm like, turkey, whatever, blah, 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 certainly. I have never had a Thanksgiving meal like the one that I had from there. It was incredible. Every single thing. The turkey was outrageous. It was a smoked black pepper turkey. And it was so moist.
Oh, it was so good.
Mm. I mean, like, literally, I was like,
making
what?
Me hungry now.
I know.
Yeah, we're all hungry now.
Yeah.
It's like,
are
I'm
they open
hungry.
Right now?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Go ahead.
I tried a recent little deli in Cottonwood called Market Street Deli. It's right there on the front street at the Holiday Market right there. I don't know if you guys ever ate there, but, mm-mm. man, it is good. I tried it for the first time last week here. It was really good. The pastrami, they just piled it on. Hot pastrami. It's like, I'm getting hungry.
What's the name of it?
Market Street Deli.
Okay.
Right there on the in front of the Holiday Market right there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Holidays, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you could imagine, you guys just sat there and sat with us and talked for an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already?
Right?
Yeah,
I was worried, didn't we? I was worried that we weren't going to have, you know, enough to cover, but, I mean, you guys are awesome. You're like pros. We'll have to have you back. You know what?
You're the biz.
You can fill in for me.
You're the biz.
Sure.
What's the buzz on biz?
What's
the
buzz on
biz? Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming
thank
in
you.
And sharing with us.
You're welcome.
ShastaBiz.com. Check it out. Yes. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.